Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Off The Ball Rugby.
It feels like a summer tour, really, you know, and I think it's exciting to have a competition, and we certainly want to be, you know, at the business end of it come November, but it feels like a tour. And
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off The Ball Daily.
Well, Ciarán, your team got off to a brilliant start tonight, and the whole first half, it was almost like there was no stop. It was every throw in, every corner kick, really, really fast, and it paid dividends early on.
Yeah, look, what I thought, we started the game very well. I thought we could have only went 2 or 3 up. There weren't huge chances or anything like that, but we looked like the team in the ascendancy. We looked like we were at it. A couple of, you know, fine margins, kind of losing 50-50s, indecision in our box, and to go into 1 down at half time, you were kind of scratching your head. But yeah, we started well, the game was there for us. It's probably bitterly disappointing to come away with nothing.
Yeah, what do you think happened throughout that first half then to lead to the 2 Shelburne's goals?
Look, you're playing against a team of quality players. You know, they have that capabilities. Maybe I think again, Beng has gone through 2 tackles there for their second goal, and it's not like us. We win them, and you know, we hurt them the other way. That's kind of the way we play. So we probably came on out the wrong side of a couple of duels. But yeah, look, at failing to clear the ball in our penalty box, you know, on 2 occasions as well. I think, you know, there's calls for handball in there as well. We've seen that adamant in it. I haven't seen it back yet, but you know, I'd probably rather clear the ball and then give out about the handball instead of, you know, that. But I don't necessarily think that was the case either. I just think it was, you know, we didn't clear our lines on 2 occasions, and the ball ended up in our net. And I think in the second half, you know, again, we huffed and puffed, and we had some chances, and we definitely looked the team in the ascendancy. They had 1 shot on target, which came from a failed clearance from Ende. So again, we limited it to very little at times, but the chances came, they took them, and you know, we weren't able to probably capitalise on ours.
It seemed like a really match between the 2 teams.
Yeah.
Is that something you kind of wanted your team to go out there and stand their ground tonight?
Yeah, well, look, we play on an edge, do you know what I mean? The only problem you have there tonight is, I don't know how there was only 6 minutes added on with the amount of stoppages and injuries. We had Maiwa come on and went down, and their player, Freitas, up front, got hurt for a while. There was a lot of subs. The game never really flowed brilliantly in the second half, and for only 6 minutes to be added on, a lot of yellow cards. Same referee has sent off 3 of our players this year as well, and you can see that, you know, when there's an edge in the game, I don't know, the game seems to get away a little bit as well. So there's a lot of frustration in it, but listen, credit to Shelburne, they took their chances when they came. Yeah, there was a physical edge to the game, but 2 physical teams, this is the highest level of football in the country. I would have expected nothing less.
The 3 teams above you win tonight. When I was talking to Shane Keegan in the commentary about the game, felt like this is a big month for Dundalk. Like, you've got the Louth derby next week, you've got big games against Pats, you've got St Mochta's in the cup. Do you feel like this is could be a really crucial month in your season?
Maybe, yeah. Look, I think they've all felt like that. I don't think we've had an easy month. You know, when you're coming up into a division and you know you've gone up a level from the first division from last year, I think we've approached every month the same. I think, look, we've lost 2 on the bounce, which, you know, hasn't happened too often for us this season. I think we'd won 4 out of 5 prior to last week. So I felt we did enough there to get something out of the game. Probably focus on any individual month. I probably look at it as a whole. There was 3 points to be won tonight. We tried to get them, we didn't. We'll have to do the same next week and pick them off 1 at a time. Listen, I won't be looking any further than the Louth derby. I know you're saying what's coming after that, but no, 1 week at a time here.
With the succession plan for Owen Kenny now, do you try and get a direct replacement for him? It's obviously not just for you guys, obviously, but I think for the league to see him going. But is it, do you go and try and get a direct replacement for him?
Yeah, well, look, we have people in the building. Declan McDade was suspended last week, he's back this week. We've got Trevor Clark in. we'll also probably still be in the market and see what else happens. We've had a few injuries. Obviously, Danny Mullen's injury is a disappointing one for us as well, because he gives us options kind of in the 9 and 10 area as well, where Owen can venture into. So, there probably has to be work to be done. Owen obviously goes, it'll probably be announced tomorrow. I knew all week Owen wasn't going to be here today, so I was probably prepping without him. So it probably doesn't affect tonight's result or anything like that, but Owen was a big player for us, no point saying that. But hopefully we can, other players step up and new players coming in will be able to help us over the line.
And then I suppose a lot of people will be concerned then if Bemi Arubi was to go. Like, is there any news on him? Could he be here till the end of the season?
I would expect Bemi, I think he's a big player for us. I have no real news on that one at all. Bemi has been fairly focused and he's probably devastated in there tonight with the result, but I thought he was excellent at times, especially in the first half. So I don't expect to lose Bemi at the moment. That could change. It's the window and he's a top player. I think he's firmly here.
Just finally then, Kieran, because look, people would look at you as a hot property in a managerial sense, because you've done so well with Dundalk, and I know there was contract stuff when went on the end of last season. People might start thinking, could Shelbourne start looking at Kieran Kilduff? Have Dundalk had to fend off any approaches from any other clubs?
No, it's a small community league, do you know what I mean? But no is the answer. I'm contracted to Dundalk. The reason I'm saying that is there's only 10 managers at any given time, so when someone loses one, everyone looks at what's out there. But no, I'm very focused with Dundalk. I'm happy at Dundalk. I have a great group, I have a great owner, I have a great club. So at this moment of time, no, I'm fairly focused. And as I said, my own future or the league table or the month by month, I only focus on the next game, and that is beating Drogheda next Friday if we can.
Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves in questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Off The Ball Daily.
Well, Orkin Fitzgerald, very congratulations on the win today. It wasn't a great start, though, so how are you feeling after that first goal went in?
Yeah, massively disappointed. To concede from a set play after 5 minutes, hugely disappointed. The game plan goes out the window to a certain degree, but I thought the lads showed great character. I thought we came into the game then after that, we took the shackles off a bit, and we, deservedly, in my opinion, went in then and went in and lit.
You played some nice football as well for the two goals.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes it comes back to basics. Like I say, hard work, dedication, winning duels, winning second balls. But the ability and the talent that we have in that dressing room, football comes second, that, like second nature. If they're able to win their duels, we're better than any squad in this country.
What was the half-time talk from you? Because I don't think quality from both sides maybe wasn't as good as we saw in the first half. But was it a case of you, it looked like Shelbourne managed the game really well in that 45 minutes?
Well, obviously we went in and, managing the game is one thing. But I'm like, don't wait for something to happen. Let's go and embrace the second half. Let's go and take the second half with a scruff of the neck and have a go again. And listen, if we go and get three, we go and get four, that's the mentality. It can't be the mentality that we sit back and we wait, because ultimately you're drawing them onto you. Is that going to happen naturally? Sometimes it does, but thankfully in the end we are good enough to and showed a lot of character to see out the result.
I'd say morale might have been a little bit low after the departure of Joey. For whatever reasons he went, I'm sure he had good relationships with all the players. So to lose him, losing that game against Bohemians, how is the morale in the dressing room now?
Yeah, absolutely. The gaffer has been brilliant, and for me, been brilliant as well. So there was a bit around the dressing room where it needed to be picked up. But the reaction I think we got from all the players and on my behalf, the application and the attitude that they've shown me has been top-notch, top-class professionals. And for me, they play for each other tonight. They play for each other in a tough week and ultimately got the result that they deserved.
Yeah, and I suppose it's an important result because the FAI Cup is the next competitive match before Europe, so it was really important to get a good performance here tonight.
absolutely shackles off. That's what I said to them, shackles off in Talca. You know, don't let anybody out fight us, outrun us. And I think to a man, they were brilliant tonight. Obviously, we've got a few days off. We've got to rest, we'll recover. We've got Celtic here on Tuesday. But next game is that, is Kerry away in the FAI Cup, and we go from there.
4 points from six, Lorcan, under yourself. Would you be a candidate for the job?
I don't think so. No, I don't think me heart could take it, to be honest with you. But like I said to the owner, for me and obviously the board members that have asked me to step in, I'll do it for as long as I am. I'm happy to do it. And I'm enjoying it. No, not denying it. I am enjoying it and I'm experiencing it, or I'm learning on the job to a certain degree. But yeah, no, enjoying it.
And any word from the club? Do you know of when we might see a permanent successor named?
No, I don't know. I don't really want to know. It's not my job. It's not my, you know, my forte. I look after the team. That's what I've been tasked to do, and that's what I'll worry about until I've been told otherwise.
Off the ball, daily.